to the Final Whistle podcast.
Time you run.
Welcome back to the Final Whistle. The 2020 season kicked off round one, 12th of March. We played two rounds before the competition was suspended on the 22nd of March due to the COVID-19 pandemic. 10 weeks later, we played round three and a shortened season of 20 rounds was confirmed. Internationals were scrapped and Origin was rescheduled for season's end. 168 matches have been played, with the biggest game of all to be decided this Sunday. We have the minor premiers, the Penrith Panthers, taking on the Melbourne Storm. Welcome to Grand Final week, boys. How are we?
Absolutely pumped, mate. As you said, shortened season. It was a shortened season across the board, even in the junior leagues. A lot of competitions were shortened. There was a few, you know, added ups and whatnot in terms of things in the junior league. And from grassroots under sixes to the NRL, we were able to get a season of some sort. Back underway and actually completed, with obviously our main competition in the NRL being finalised this weekend, mate. It's a battle of experience against raw talent. Penrith, are very, in terms of finals and big matches, are down on the experience at the NRL level, not to say any other level. You know, majority of the boys that are playing in Penrith this weekend have done New South Wales Cup, 20s, Harold Matz, SG Ball, a lot of talk there that, the majority of the boys have been together for a while, up against the Melbourne Storm, mate, who are arguably probably the most experienced and successful club in recent history, followed up closely behind by the Roosters. So, it's shaping up to be a great match, and to me it reminds me of a 2003. Roosters were high on success with Freddie, down there at the Roosters, and a mix of local juniors and a few experienced senior men in that side at the time. And arguably, the one thing that keeps striking out to me and to a lot of people, because I've heard it a lot this week, is back in 2003 it was a father-son duo. Fast forward 17 years and we've got that again.
Yeah, no. Big weekend, big week of footy this week, like the Dally M's.
What a crock of shit that was, which we'll get to.
Team of the week got announced, which I'm pretty happy with, to tell you the truth. Like, all the players that got picked in that, they're well-deserved, that's for sure.
Yes.
It's good to see Penrith in the grand final after a great year they've had with only losing, the one game. That's something to be, rewarded with, and they have been rewarded with a grand final, coming up against a strong team like Melbourne last week. Wow, like, how exciting were they? Like, some of their strike players like Pappenhausen, Munster didn't have to do much. When Munster hasn't do much and you have a good game, things are looking good. So we got a lot to talk about this weekend. So, good week of footy.
Yeah, without that was, I think it was this, it just took a backwards set to Jerome Hughes. Like, everyone, like, it was unwanted at the Titans, one of them, he was up there, come for the system.
He went to the Titans, yeah. And Cowboys, and then...
Yeah, he was wanted, and then he was behind Slater, he was behind Kronk, and he was behind Pappenhausen. They found him, and they found they needed a seven, so they put him in there, and he's just flourished under that pressure, and he just takes a lot of that pressure off Cameron Smith and Munster. As you said, he had three tries here, so Munster just was out the back just doing his thing, and yeah, the game was over after 10 minutes. That is blitzed it.
It's not the first halfback Melbourne's had to produce at a higher level. Most halfbacks in the game have been halfbacks all their life. Jerome Hughes has followed in the footsteps of Cooper Cronk in terms of manufacturing himself from another position to that position of the halfback, and he seems to be doing a real good job. Toddy touched on the Daily M's. Let's get into it, though. We'll talk about the Daily M's quickly. We had Guffo fullback. The winners were Nofaluma and Addo Carr. Centers were Critter and Staggs. 5'8 was Jack Whiten. Nathan Cleary was halfback. Your props were Papali and the other ones escaped my mind quickly.
The Fish.
Yeah, that's right, James Fisher-Harris. And your second rows were Tohu Harris and Viliama Kikau with Isaiah Yeo being your lock. Now, all those positions and all those players in those positions are well deserved. However, I feel the media presence has overridden the Daily M points tally board, which is what we used to go off many years ago. It used to be the highest person on the tally board, and, you know,
the person on the highest points in that position got
was,
the award.
Was the award winner. Now, there were three players that polled higher than the three recipients. Nathan Brown at lock. He polled more than Isaiah Yeo, and so did Tamalolo. In wing, you had Daniel Tupou polled more than Josh Adokar. And there was one more position that had a player poll more than the player picked. So I feel, look, as much as, you know, and I back Todd's words, the ones that were picked were well deserved. However,
you know, I feel like one player got ripped off in the whole night, and that was Gutherson. Like, how didn't he get a point in that last game?
Yeah, exactly right.
Well, like, mate, you got two try assists and you had two try saving tackles.
Mate,
but even like everyone says that Cleary got ripped off too. But the thing that is that didn't get Cleary the Daly M at the end of the day was because the players around him shined. You look at Gutho; it was just the Gutho show. Yeah. Where in for the Panthers,
and the same with Whiten. Whiten was their go-to
exactly.
player.
You so look at the team; the points. Team of the year, they had what, five or six Panthers. Well, you include the coach, so six.
Five players so and the coach.
They were pretty consistent across the park.
They took points off him.
That's the hard thing. And when you got a halves partner in Luai that grabbed a few points through the way as well, because he just had an outstanding season. Like, it's hard for, you know, like that's why Benji Marshall got the medal when he was at the Tigers, because he was the standout player for the Tigers, and when we won, usually he got the points.
But look, it shows that, you know, yeah, Kay Cleary was outstanding and a lot of people had him picked as the favourite. But look, the Daly M there showed that it's Harper Penrith, it's not just one person you've got to look out for.
Yeah.
There's five, and then you look at the others out there. The team's solid across the park. You'd be hard-pressed trying to find a real massive kink in the chain. There is a few small little divots where people can...
I think Melbourne will find them on the weekend.
Small divots.
I saw a few on the outside edges on the weekend, and when you got the players like Holam and Adokar in the form that they are, I think Panthers will probably get tested a lot this weekend.
Yeah, well,
especially if they drop that much ball like they did against South Sydney as well. But
and what's going on with Naden?
He's back in. I know.
What's going on there?
I know why he sat on the bench for.
Was he injured?
Well, he did against the Roosters.
Yes.
Well, the thing is, when they know, so who do they play? They played the Roosters and then he had the week off and then he didn't play against South Sydney, eh?
No.
Yeah, so...
He was on the bench, but he didn't play.
Yeah. If you're going to play May like he did on the weekend, why don't you put another big bopper on the bench?
That's
then?
A brave no. move to put May into centre.
Yeah, but he's got Olin running out.
May's back on the bench.
I don't know. We'll wait until an hour before kickoff anyway in regards to that.
Naden sat on the bench because he jumpstart the kick return off the short kickoff against the Roosters. But getting back to the Daly M's, I feel that they need to go back to just the points base. They need to get expert ex players in there.
Well, they have the experts doing the points.
Yeah, they do. They apparently it's a 3-2-1 process, yeah. And as soon as the game finishes, you've got 5 minutes to put that in your app.
Process, yeah,
in the process. Right.
Are they live or are they watching it at home?
Exactly. Yeah. Two-one Sims. Hopefully, they don't do one of those things again.
Yeah, see,
but
you know, that's,
she just put a vote through without even watching the game.
That's
She's looked at the stats. Yeah. But the thing is, the guy who played for the Tigers and the Panthers, the Kiwi.
Well, you got Greg Alexander. He's one of the votes. Bray Finasta, like, they're all ex players.
Yeah, look, we're gonna do our own one next year, and you know, obviously, we're not going to be at each game. We'll be watching on TV.
Definitely watching them, bud.
Yeah, we'll be watching TV and having the app next to us with the stats going side by side, and we'll see what we come up with in the TFW, and we'll come up with some bloody name there for it. Don't worry about that.
Oh, at the end of the day, at the end of the day, the TikTok has let down Cleary. He could have given the 6 points back anyway. Still doesn't win. So yeah, well, the two games maybe we could have got some points.
He got you know, halfback of the year. That's a pretty good effort from him. Like, he's had a good season, and you know, Whiten deserves it. So good on Whiten, I reckon.
First player to win Dally M and Clive Churchill without winning the comp.
Yeah, let's get into it, eh? Walker, Murray, Cook, Whiten, and Kotrick are the new additions to the Blues squad. There is 7 left to go, so we won't talk too much about those boys. All those boys there.
Is there 7 left in this week's game?
Yes, yeah, there is.
You got the Fox.
So you got Fox, you've got Papahausen, Dale Finucane from Melbourne. If you're going to go and have Paps in there to be an extra,
he'll be there. So that's 3,
100%.
You know, and you got 4 Cleary.
So you have Cleary, you have Critter, you have Yo. You might most likely have Leota.
You definitely have Leota.
And then you know, Smokey there would be Liam Martin possibly.
Yeah, no, Liam Martin. It's either Liam Martin or Yo to get that last.
Oh, look, Yo deserves it. You know, honestly, he's been.
There was word of Tamo coming in just for leadership for the forwards. Like, he mightn't get a run, but I think there was word of him coming in just for leadership as well. So it'll be interesting to see.
You look at his, and I know Dale loves his stats, but you look at the stats between him and you know, Jesse Bromwich, I think it was Jesse Bromwich at the Channel 9 app did on Facebook. He's run more than post-contact metres, more than 300 post-contact metres than Jesse Bromwich this year. So
I think he had one of his best games on the weekend. Like, yeah. I haven't seen him run that hard at the line before, and like all season. And, you know, it makes me happy because he's coming to the Tigers next year, well, and if that's his style of play.
I'm happy for the Tigers. A lot of people are saying, oh, we're buying old stuff again.
Nah.
But honestly, he's playing great football, and if there wasn't a salary cap issue, obviously, at Penrith,
he'd be definitely staying.
He'd be re-signed. So, look, if he can bring what he's been doing at the Tigers at the Penrith for the last 5 years, if he can bring that to the Tigers and give another two, three years and help bring up the forwards that same way.
He's consistent, and that's what Tigers are lacking, but he's done a great job with those Panthers pack, and you can see those young Panthers players, they thrive when they see Tamo punching the line like that. You watch Leota and all those boys.
Well, they turn around and go, oh, it's the old bulls doing it. We can't be found making less meters than an old bull.
Without a doubt.
You know, Tigers, you're in for a great forward there next year.
Awesome.
What's the next one on the list, mate? What's happened in the last 7 days?
Oh, we've got Queensland. They've named another 5, so they've got Jaden Suar, Allen and Gagai from South Sydney, and the two Canberra boys, Papali, and on debut, Dynamis Louis. So
yeah, so there's 14 uncapped now.
14 out of 22. So they've got another 5 to choose from this week's game. So who's left there for them to choose? Munster.
You've got Munster.
Kafusi.
Kafusi at Melbourne. I don't think there's... there's not many Queenslanders in the Penrith squad, so... You want to be, well, you got 22, so you got 5. There must be 5 boys running in this Melbourne squad that are going.
You got Welch.
Yeah, Welch. Oh, Welch will be there. So that's 3.
That's 3.
There's obviously a spot there for Cameron Smith if he's retiring.
He said no.
No, but if he's going to retire from the NRL, why not go out with an extra $45,000?
Lee.
Yeah, yeah, Drew Lee's
Tino. Tino's 4, so there's at least 4 there.
I ain't saying that. I have to say
it leaves that spot open.
No. Luke Capewell for Panthers.
Yes and no. I don't know.
I have to say Gagai had his best game of the season on the weekend. Like the way he played on the weekend, it was probably his best.
Must have
game.
Had his Queensland jersey underneath.
Yeah, he does. He plays incredible.
Namus Louis, he's pledged his allegiance to Queensland as well. He was in my team that I picked for the Queensland team, Namus Louis, so yeah, that's good that he got a start.
Yeah, you know, look, I take away the heat and the long season. I like the Origin. I'm starting to come around to this Origin at the end of the year because now you're rewarding the best players. Look, I feel for all the boys that are sitting on the sidelines injured that could be in this squad, both for New South Wales and for Queensland, because there's a lot of good talent sitting on the sideline. However, you know, I'm starting to come around to Origin at the end of the year. It gives that extra 3 weeks of footy for us footy lovers, and also just rewards consistent footy throughout the year. Because I look at it this way, right? Start of the year, we get great football. Why? Because they've got 10 rounds to prove themselves before Origin. Once Origin's over, oh shit, I'll just jump. You know, if my team's not doing good, I'll just jump off on the bandwagon and play crap for the rest of the year, and not test myself and you know, rest my body. Don't go into a run if I'm returning as a fullback or a winger at 100%, because the team's not up there. We're not going to make the finals.
But in saying that now, I 100% agree. But maybe the times are changing because there's so many Polynesian players now. It's not that so much the case, but you know what I want to bring back? I want the test tour to be brought back. We've got enough countries playing NRL now. Like, get them all here at the end of the year and get them going.
That's another option as well, you know. You know, a lot of the boys there, you know, do their Polynesian, oh, not the Polynesian, but, you know, Samoa, Tonga, if they're eligible for New South Wales as well. You could easily, right, have Origin at the end of the year run alongside, say, a Pacific tour where, yes, you could have Tonga, Samoa, no, New Zealand, Papua New Guinea, Cook Islands.
They were saying that because, you know how, if we take away COVID and we've got a proper season, they were saying that and stop the season for those, what, 5 weeks sort of thing, and then you can play your three Origins and obviously you have rest time and blah, blah, blah and all that sort of thing. You stay in camp. But then the Pacific Nations can play. There'll be like a round-robin thing where you play each other once and then the top two go through to the final or however it's going to be, and then there'll be like a Pacific test sort of thing.
Yeah, but you've got to be careful with that because there's only going to be 3 weeks between. You should only be able to do it in the month of June if you're going to split the season up. You don't want to run, you know, too long. As you can see, the temperature's starting to get a bit hot now. So you don't want to run too long into that. Also, the other problem that we have, especially with, you know, Tonga, Samoa, and that is some of their good boys are still over in the Super League. Super League aren't going to go and cancel or postpone their season 3 weeks in the middle of their year for
a tour over here.
So, you know, that's way it wants to be, and that's the way it should be. You know, if they're going to do it, well, then okay, they're going to do it, but it'll only be Australian New Zealand based players, which won't.
How good is footy being on this late in the year? But, like, honestly, with the great State of Origin coming up before Christmas, you couldn't ask for anything else, could you?
Footy at night, cricket during the day. It's looking really.
Put the test match on and then Origin at night.
It's looking really, really, really bad for my liver, that's for sure. Quickly before we get into Simply the Best, there is another thing that we need to talk about. It's not new news in the last 7 days. However, I'm going to give Valenis a little clip. We got 2 grand final games. Why the hell are we playing them at 8 o'clock at night? Why are we playing the grand final at 8 o'clock at night? There's no public holiday this year. Why couldn't we have the girls play at 12:30 and the boys play at 3? That's my only criticism of grand final week this year is, why couldn't we have an early grand final day?
I think you're being nice. I think it's a disgrace. Like, football is about kids. Like, to put it on a school night and to put it at that time, like, are you serious?
And another thing, why the hell is Origin on a Wednesday night for? Yeah. Why can't we have Origin
on a Friday night?
On a Friday or a Saturday. Dale's serious there, wanting to get in on the action. What do you want to say, Siri?
I just think they're just keeping it on a Wednesday as tradition.
I still reckon it's shit. No.
Shit call. Like, it's a different season altogether. Like, they've got it at the end of the year. You may as well make it You can make the clubs benefit from it by having it on a Friday night.
And not just, exactly right. You know, you have it on the weekend. The clubs and pubs get a bit of revenue. That's a bit of a, you know, especially up here in New South Wales. I don't know about
Queensland and some of them sponsor junior rugby league clubs. So you want to give back to the sponsors. Yeah, exactly right.
But you can also, you know, a lot of people are starting to do these open eateries again, and you know, they're getting a few of those outdoor al fresco stuff that, you know, some of them have the parks and whatever else, you know, close by to their clubs. Yeah, so, you know, they're able to sit outside, social distance out there. If everyone...
Amy Shark? You happy with Amy Shark?
No. No.
Well, my mate messaged me and goes, who's that?
Yeah, I think they could have gone for someone better than that.
I think it's trying to get someone in. The country, isn't it?
Oh, look.
1-4.
No, 1-4.
As fake Phil.
Look at this. You could easily, right? So we're up there for the AFL. I commend the AFL. The AFL have gone and got Queensland Axe up there. They've got enough artists going, yeah, what are you going to charge me? If you charge me minimum dollar, because they've been sitting around doing sweet FA as well. So they've got enough acts up there for the AFL to have 3 or 4 pre-time and a half-time show.
Yeah, but they always do it better than us anyway. Let's just wait and see what they sing like first.
We all know their previous singers that they've had on. Except for Meatloaf. Meatloaf kind of disappointed me.
But they always do it better than the NRL.
So, look, they've got Shepherd. I love Shepherd. They've got a few others up there, and all we're going to get is Baby Shark.
Between the NRL and the AFL, what grand final do you remember the most? Because of the show.
AFL kills it during for the week.
But what one do you remember?
NRL, because I only watch AFL Grand Final.
The only one I can think of is Tina Turner. I don't remember any other that's been done.
Who was last year for AFL? I remember Billy Idol.
Who was last year for
AFL? We love you, Sydney! And then... Ksh.
No, so that's what was last year? Macklemore?
Oh, wait, I couldn't tell you.
AFL?
No, NRL was Macklemore last year.
Yeah, NRL.
Two years in a row he did it, 2018, 2019.
No, he done it last year.
Usually, every time the singers come to the stage, everyone's going to the toilets and turn the barbecue on. So
I'll roll what I was about to say into my final whistle when I get to it. What's blame me whistle, I should say. Look, Jimmy Barnes. Bit of Jimmy Barnes, bit of Johnny Farnham.
That'd be great. Come back from retirement, Johnny Farnham.
Yeah, Johnny Farnham is like the Aussie of all Aussies. Yeah, I'm retiring. Nah.
Jimmy Barnes, need to work more time. You couldn't complain with Jimmy.
His old mate has got a song out. Horses. He's got a new song.
Oh, Dale Braithwaite's got a brand new song out too. Yeah, plenty of good options.
TFW could have gone out there for a ballad.
Yeah, look, mate.
Yeah, breaking glasses. That's what we're good at, mate.
We're about keeping the crowd, not getting rid of them.
Guy Sebastian, Delta Goodrum.
Maybe not Delta. Delta for the looks. If she comes out in tight dress.
Maybe not Delta or Guy. But Jimmy or Johnny. Veronica's, the girls.
No. Rock. Just Aussie rock. Hoodoo Gurus, come back out and play. That's my team.
Yeah, that would be perfect.
Perfect. That's my team. Fifer here, boys and girls. HQ Services Electrical Air Conditioning are a valued supporter of the Fine Whistle, and we would just like to give them a bit of a shout out and tell you guys about their services. Dale.
Yeah, they experts you can trust. They're Sydney wide throughout their coverage. They're high quality guaranteed. They are a 24/7 service with workmanship or warranty, fully licensed professionals, high quality service, and also they have a 5-star rating Google. Rating as well, mate.
Yeah, no, they're top class. I always use Lukey and Jakey here at my house, and Mum uses them as well. So they're good quality workmanship, unbelievable. Got a number for them, Dale?
Yeah, 1-800-954-403. That's 1-800-954-403. And don't forget to quote the hashtag TFW to waive the call-out fee.
Yeah, exactly. Use the TFW hashtag, guys, when you're talking to Luke or Jake on the phone, and they'll happily help you out there with a good deal. HQ Services, experts you can trust. You're sampling the best. Yeah, HQ Simply the Best, and so is our segment. Toddy, what was your Simply the Best moment over this weekend?
Mate, my Simply the Best moment would have to be Melbourne. Just the consistency of them to get to another grand final. Like, you can't explain how good this team is. Like, to get up and up and up for constantly, over a decade now, it's just an amazing achievement. And some of their players, like the Bromwich brothers that I mentioned earlier, like Cameron Smith, you hate him as a player, but look what he does for that team. You can't give him enough praise. Pappenhausen, Jerome Hughes, like Ollam, he's been at the club for 4 years now, Ollam, and mate, what a player. And apparently now he's one of the leaders in the team. It took him 2 years to get with it, but now he's with it. I think it's a damaging team, and good on him.
Take out 2010. When was the last time Melbourne didn't make a final series?
Can't remember.
2001, 2002, and then they got rid of Murray and brought Bellamy in.
And then they made 2000.
Bellamy hasn't missed any, has he?
No.
Except for the...
Oh, when they got kicked
And they
out.
Haven't lost round one either.
In 19 years.
He's, look,
how as much can as, a team much as, get up that many times?
Look, as much as the players, you know, they're the ones that really get commended. Craig Bellamy arguably has to be the best coach that I have seen in the modern game. Yeah, Wayne Bennett's, you know, been around, done a lot of things. Yeah, you've got a few other coaches that have done a lot of things too, you know, back in the old days, Jack Gibson and that. But just what he does,
I think
the
in
way,
those
the way
17
goes,
years too, they've been in the top four 70% of the time.
Yeah, look, it's a massive stat, but you know he needs to be massively wrapped. And if you're gonna start doing inductions like immortals in terms of coaches and that,
he's definitely up there.
He's got to be there as one of the first few that goes in for the bloody immortal of coaches. He's one of the best.
And that's another thing as well with Bellamy. He's all about go. He needs to see a good attitude. He pushes the players to the limit. And that's some things some other clubs can take out of their book. Like, teams are, like, complaining about the coaches. They're too scared of the coaches for working them too much and stuff like that. Craig Bellamy is the prime example for all those coaches that are struggling at the moment. Push your players to the limit. You'll get your results.
Well, we saw it, didn't we? George Rose went down there, didn't like it, left. Yeah, George didn't like the training regime. That's the thing. Dale, you're simply the best moment, mate, for last round.
No, there's probably not enough Big Mac down there for him. I was simply the best. Yeah, Melbourne. Can't go past that. But your massive mention to Penrith too. Like, you know, everyone probably didn't have him in the eight this year, but to go 17 undefeated, make the grand final. Everyone thought Ivan wouldn't last one or two seasons after what he did with the Tigers, and he got sacked from the Panthers 5 years ago. You know, credit to them. Like, you know, the boys from Western Sydney just doing their thing, Luai and Critter and co. So credit to them too. So it's hard. Like, both teams deserve to be there, I thought. Finished first, finished second. It's played out in the big stage, big dance that's bring on Sunday.
Yeah, Jerome Lua for mine is my simply the best moment. He keeps on coming around. I was really against him being in the 17th start of the year. I really wanted Matt Burton to be there. Matt Burton is a good 5'8". However, if you're talking about Luai and Nathan Cleary, you could almost, you know, mirror him up to many, many double acts over the years, you know, Bonnie and Clyde, you know, stuff like that. Nathan Cleary seems to play better with Luai on the outside of him. Everyone thought with James Maloney going, it was going to be end of Penrith, but it's not. It's actually better. So yeah, Jerome Luai, mate.
I heard Cleary through the week. He says just like Taha, Critter, Luai, they just bring him positive energy, and it feeds to him, and he thrives off it. Like,
yeah. Taha brings the big boombox over the shoulder.
Yeah, Ted Avano was like, "What was your first day like at Penrith?" He was loud.
Yeah. Whoa, what have I rocked up to?
Yeah, there's a bit of music.
What's blowing your whistle?
One, Phil Rofield.
Yeah, I'd have to agree with that.
He's come out and said it was a production error. David Telegraph's going to back it to the hill. And unfortunately, some pen pusher at Daily Telegraph is going to lose their job because NRL's investigating it.
I think you're being too nice. I think this is a disgrace. I think they'll do anything for a story. They ruin people's careers. They're honestly the trash of the industry.
Here's something for you, right? Buzz Rofield likes to break stories, try to ruin careers. Do you know his age?
Yeah, but it's not only Buzz.
We can get the rest of them later, but do you know Buzz's age?
Oh, probably in his 50s.
Buzz, he has never released his age. He's never released his age. You know, if you find out his age, you're lucky to know his age because he's hidden it. So why can he hide that so well, but he has no problems in releasing shit and ruining stuff? You know, like, we're all gearing up. Okay, yeah, right, COVID's fucked a lot of things. But I was still excited to sit down and watch whatever type of Daily M's because, hey, look, you know, we are genuine Aussies.
In the modern day, you're checking your phone anyway. You're getting emails through and then something like that pops up and ruins your night. Like, honestly, but...
It's not a production error when it comes out at 3 o'clock and the thing's at 9 o'clock.
That's
the
exactly
production
right.
error is 8:55.
Yeah, no, look, it came out about... Came out about 4.
Hopefully they investigate how many bets were laid on White after 3 o'clock after that definitely. Was released.
But also, while we got you on Blow the Whistle, what's blowing your whistle? Something's blowing my whistle.
Ooh, Toddy's joining on the Blow the Whistle.
Toddy's in.
Blow the whistle, here we go. Toddy, what's blowing your whistle?
You know that dirty scrag that put Josh Reynolds under all that scrutiny with all that? And then that TV show has gone out, that sass, and put her on TV make her a bit of famous.
And then
are you serious?
And then she walked off after they interrogated her about the lie.
Why would they get a dirty scrag like that and put her on live TV after what she's just put this bloke through?
Yeah, Josh came out and says has replied to it. But she's kind of caught a little white lie. She reckons every couple in Australia put a white lie. If I'm getting a white lie saying, my missus is saying to me that I'm pregnant and she's not, just to save the relationship.
If that's a white lie, I'd hate to see a big lie.
Yeah, well, no wonder that video that surfaced where everyone was saying, oh, yeah, Josh is in trouble. No wonder he was blowing up. I'd blow up too.
I can't believe they've got her on there.
Oh, no, she's off now. She's off now. She voluntarily walked out. So did that other scrag.
Just let her know she's a dirty scrag.
Yeah, but what is it? What name is she going under? There's about six names she goes under. She's a bitch.
Who knows?
She's a bitch.
Poor Josh. You shouldn't be seeing that on TV, honestly.
Rubbing in his face.
Joshy, now that Joshy's got rid of his dead baggage, he'll have a better year next year, 100%. I'm backing Josh Reynolds.
Yeah, same.
Josh Reynolds for the Daily M. Ladies and gentlemen, if you want to be the best, you got to wear the best. And if you're going to wear the best, you got to wear Sonali. Sonali Sports, born in the year 2000. They are a very humble beginning type of people. They look after the West because they are from the West. Dale.
Yes, they're made to play. Combine your passion and innovation to make Sonali your brand. Call the boys on 02-9838-4846. That's 02-9838-4846.
Very good stuff, mate. We are wearing our Sonali shirts today while we're doing our podcast and whilst we're out and about at junior football. We wear our gear with pride. We're just talking as that ad was going. If you want your gear next year, guys, get on Sonali. Sonali are supporting our junior league battle, which will be starting on the 1st of November. But yeah, Dale, quickly before we get in the review, we're just talking off air about, obviously, that other ball sport that we're talking about, the grand final stuff, AFL, and the Brownlow medal. The Brownlow medal, I'm pretty sure, will go off umpires' points tally at the end of each game. I was going to say, maybe we should have did Daily M's on that, but on second thought, maybe no, because the referees can't even get a call right.
Yeah.
Maybe. You know, it can be Daily M Awards, sponsored by KFC.
Smith will get a vote. What are you talking about?
He's voting for himself.
No, but we can go to Daily M. awards sponsored by KFC, and then we get Gerard Sutton blowing it because he one or two tries he blew last week. That was anyway. Let's get in a review before I start blowing up about Gerard Sutton. It might be another blow my whistle.
You'll probably get onto him in the reviews.
No, I'll get on. I'll have a go at him over the weekend when he does a shit call 2 minutes into the game.
Yeah, most likely. NRLW, Warriors defeated the Dragons 22-10. They ended up third for the third straight year.
New coach.
Broncos defeated the Roosters 24-16 in the grand final preview. Just on the Dragon side, I didn't get a chance to blow my whistle. But what blew my whistle? We only named three benchies. Did you see that?
They had a lot of players out.
Probably didn't have enough players on
the
field.
Honestly, yeah, put the water boy out there. Water girl. Yeah, I think it's time for change at the Dragons.
Yeah,
literally, they had the best. Like, if you look at season one, season two, and we are season three now. Literally, the Dragons
on paper
had the best side. I know people they don't win on side, but surely you got to have something better than that.
If you've got four Gillaroos and a few New South Wales Blues players in your side, you want to think that you can actually play hard.
Yeah, so we'll get straight into the NRL. So. A storm is brewing. Melbourne become the first team through to the NRL Grand Final this side after outclassing the Raiders 30-10. The Storm are into their fourth Grand Final in 5 years, while Cameron Smith will play in his eighth Grand Final. Those statistics there just speak for themselves, don't they, Toddy?
Mate, like I said before, in the Simply in the Best Moments, like, Storm have come into the finals, they're prepared, they're ready, and I honestly don't see them losing. Like, as much as we want Penrith to win, because we're all Penrith, we all live out this way. Obviously, it would be the story of the year if Penrith won, but I just don't see it happening. Like, with the strike power that Melbourne's had, I don't think... And you know what? I don't think... Even though Panthers got tested on the weekend with Cody Walker, I think it was only Cody Walker, where Melbourne have a lot more strike power, and their forwards are going forward a lot better than what Souths were. So... I think they'll get tested on the weekend. I think, you know, it could be a tough day for the old Penny Panthers, but the old saying, you got to make one before you win one, and they haven't made one in a long time.
Yeah, so 17 is the number. 17 straight wins and 17 years since the last grand final appearance. The Penrith Panthers defeated the South Sydney Rabbitohs 20-16 to book the final ticket into the big dance. Fifey, we'll go straight to you or the Panthers. Thoughts on this game, mate? No bias in it.
It was a game of, I don't want the ball, you have the ball.
Yeah, it was.
I don't want the ball, you have the ball. But, you know, after 10 minutes, 91% of the possession was with South and 9% was with Penrith. You know, albeit a few contentious calls, I don't know how someone can take a legs out if he's tripped over the block runner's legs.
Yeah, that was a joke from the start.
That was within 2 minutes into the game. And you know, mind you, it was top 10 shit out there. So by that stage, I was really, really gone. So I'm, yeah.
So the TV copped it.
No, tell you what, the most disappointing thing for me in the whole game was the bloody two captain challenges.
Mm. They were dismal. Don't believe a winger and don't believe a forward.
But like the beginning of the season, I think, was it Parramatta? Was it Parramatta and someone else? Parramatta and South Sydney started it that first time back, and they were atrocious too. Then during the season's gone, people have been picking their moments, and they've actually been getting it right. Yeah. But that two times there, you don't need to. If you don't think it's right, then not 20 minutes into the first half.
Yeah, the thing is they blew them, and then
South Sydney had three opportunities that
they had hands in
the
hand.
They probably would have went again. They probably would have won it, and they could have been down the other end in the second half.
To be honest, South did extremely well to be where they were, considering at the start of the year everyone said that they had the leanest pack in the comp.
You can just tell by their forward pack, like, you know, for where they've gotten. Like I said last week on the pod, they've done a great job to get where they have, but that's another thing. I just go back to Penrith getting a good game under the belt, and I keep on thinking about the games that they've played coming up into the finals and then in the finals now, and I just don't see them being tested, especially through the middle.
The thing that Penrith have done well, I guess, in the last two games, not counting the Bulldogs, is that they've managed to score enough points to win the game.
Yep.
Did they go flashy No, they did what was needed.
But they also come from behind both games too.
Exactly. So
like Melbourne's a team that if they get to a start, they're not going to let you come from behind and win.
Yeah, look, if to be honest,
you need to start better.
Penrith's got to come away with a better start.
Exactly. We'll get to that in the preview. But South was pretty good. And we'll go and do a Victor ad and then come back and do our preview.
Remember to strap yourselves in for a good cause with Victor Sports. Everything from strapping tape, sports medicine items, braces, foot care, and injury preventions, while also facilitating your hygiene needs for your COVID plans in 2020.
That's right, Dale. COVID plans are out and you need your hygiene, and David and Jenny from the team are happy to help you out, making sure you guys are COVID safe to be able to play for your junior footy. Their goal is to equip athletes and medical professionals with the most advanced sports medical products that is available at your fingertips. Even if you're a small local club or a weekend warrior, like myself, Victor Sports will be happy to help. So get on board, contact 9211-0033, ask for David or Jenny, make sure you tell them that the Final Whistle Boys sent you here to get your gear so you can be strapped up for whatever cause you may be doing out there in Sportland. Here we go. Preview, Grand Final week. Two games at ANZ Stadium. We've already spoken about the stupid times. Dale, without further ado, mate, let's get into this Roosters and Broncos. There is a three-peat happening, mate. It wasn't the Roosters, like a lot of people thought. It's actually the Broncos are going for a three-peat.
Yeah, so Roosters want to end that Brisbane dominance. If you are tuning in, it is 4 p.m. kickoff for the women's grand final. Ali Brimshaw got
Brigginshaw
got the Dally M female player of the
16
year.
16 points in three games. What point system are they running in the girls for her to get 16 points in three games in a Mickey Mouse competition? No doubt, word of a lie, she was the best. Out of all the games that I watched, she's the best. But how the hell, 16 points.
They must have a point system at training too. If you train well, you must get a point. I don't know.
Captain's points.
Maybe hairstyle points.
Who knows how they do
She always that. Runs those beautiful long braids. So, look, 16 points in three games, that's a world record.
Mate, she's a class above the breast, isn't she?
Above the breast, yeah, she is. She's a class above my breast, that's for sure.
She's lesbian, man, come on.
how good is she? Eh?
She's great.
She's got the ball. She's control the game like she does. Like honestly,
if she's a male, she's in the Melbourne Storm system.
Yeah, without a doubt. Maybe she can play for the West Tigers. They need a halfback.
Yeah. True and she'll be a class above the breast in there too.
Toddy loves it.
I think you have to listen back to that. I think you'll find that I didn't say that. But
that's all right. We ran with it, mate.
If not, you'll just edit it in anyway.
Here, Toddy. 3, 2, 1, say breast.
All right, guys. So here we are, the big dance. Panthers versus the Storm. A fairy tale is looming for arguably the greatest player of all, but can a youthful, special crop of kids from Western Sydney record and win their third premiership? Panthers have only lost one match all season, and it was all the way back on the 12th of June in round 5 against the Eels. Their winning streak started the following week in round 9 against the Melbourne Storm, where the Panthers won 21-14. The Panthers won 18, drew 1, lost 1, 37 points, minor premiership. For the Storm, 1-16, lost 4, 32 points into second place. For the Panthers, Kikau returns from suspension. Catewell goes back to the bench. Kenny drops out. Naden again is named at centre. And Tyro May reverts back to the bench. Melbourne Storm unchanged.
Yeah, no, it's going to be an exciting game. A very exciting game. Kikau's back. He's going to add a lot extra to the team. I think Catewell did good, but geez, he made a few mistakes last week, Cable. Catewell in that first half.
His hands let him down a lot.
And you know what? I'm worried for Mansour. Like, every time he gets in a big game, like State of Origin, big games, like, he seems to have a mistake in him. Like, that forward pass on the weekend, all he had to come in, step inside, offload the ball, Like,
too excited.
Not even that.
That's a rookie error. And to be playing in the NRL.
Pass it a half a step forward. Like earlier.
And then to play the balls too. What's the go of him trying to get a penalty every time he plays the ball? Just play the ball.
He ran for the most meters in the weekend.
You don't need the quickest play the ball. Honestly, you know, the game's fast enough as it is. Trying to get up to get a 2 second. A 2 second play the ball.
It's just too risky. And especially in big games, you don't want to be doing that.
Oh, man.
And that could have cost him big time.
Also to the point where, you know, he's holding it in one hand, like in fingertips. Yeah. All you need is a knee or, you know, a bit of a shank, and, you know, you're able to do
but
that without.
From a negative to a positive for the Panthers, I think Api Korosau, wow. What a performance on the weekend.
Look, the way, by the season.
The way he defends, oh, mate, he just cuts people in half. Like, how good is the watch?
That's the biggest battle for me on grand final day is Appy and Smith. Appy can get the best of Smith.
Look, Appy's got a way better running game than Smith.
Appy has to keep doing what he's doing. He has to beat the tied forwards behind the ruck of Melbourne.
See, Cameron Smith controls Melbourne from the ruck. Where Appy doesn't need to do that. Appy's just there. If you see an opportunity, just take it. Where Cleary then sits back and then controls.
Yeah, and look, if you look at it here, right, Appy has had grand final experience before, but he was just a replacement in the slot for Bully.
Isaac Luke.
So, you know, he's gone from just being, you know, and over the years there have been a lot of token players that have just had to come in due to suspension or an injury. You know, I think 2004, Jonathan Thurston in for Stephen Price, you know, things like that. You know, so he's gone from just getting that, you know, and then he's had to go away. So 2014 to 2020, it's, what, six seasons. He's had to go away, tore away at his game. He went over to Manly, back to Penrith, and, you know, his game has improved even from the last time that he was at Penrith. Last time he was at Penrith, he was good, but he wasn't electric. He's been electric every game he's played this year.
Oh, yeah, he's on fire. He's definitely on fire. I think Luai, he's the other danger. I think these sort of games he's made for. Like, you could see the passion that he brings to the team. Like, honestly, when he makes a good tackle or someone does it, see how high he jumps over his team to celebrate? Like,
even when the other team creates and drops the ball, he's jumping on the first play closest to him.
It can be off a drop ball, but he shows that same passion. And you know,
they're playing basketball. Honestly, they got part their pre-game thing. They're keeping it the same. Their basketball.
Honestly, I don't know how he didn't get like a main award the other night. Like, he's had a great season.
This comes back down to
just the class around him.
Oh, just everyone at that team. You know, if you could give out points to all the players, I'm guaranteeing that all players are getting a point every week. Look, now we flip over to the other side. Melbourne Storm have been there before. They've done it. The majority of this side that's there now were there in 2017 when they won, 2018 when they lost. They've got Poten all across the park as well now, you know, and this is the thing. Everyone keeps waiting for this Melbourne to drop off, and it's just not going to happen. I feel once Smith and Bellamy moves on, that's when you'll probably see the drop, because I don't know who they're going to get to come in, and whether or not the person that comes in after Bellamy does exactly the same thing, has that kind of strict protocol, you know. It's worked well with Melbourne for the last, you know, what, 17 years, since 2003. So, you know, it's gonna take someone of a Craig Bellamy to keep the Melbourne going.
Yeah, and they're one in a million. They're one in a million. Like we said before, if there was an awards, like, he'd be one of the greatest.
100%. He'd be, as a coach, he was an average player, but he was a better coach.
So when you see Melbourne, obviously being a Panthers supporter and obviously not sleeping well at nights before the grand final,
I sleep perfectly fine. Thinking about Pappenhausen
and Cameron Munster coming at you, who's the danger on the outside? Which edge are you more worried about, knowing that Penrith have issues on one edge?
No, it's the Fox. You get Fox in the broken play.
Fox and Olam.
See you later.
Yeah, because Olam's up against Naden. And
we don't know why.
Yeah, Toto's up.
Toto's on that side?
Yeah, Toto's on the right side. Mansell's on the other side, Critter.
Yeah.
So, like, you know, look, I'll back Toto one-on-one on Adokar if he doesn't step him. If Adokar tries to run over Toto, he won't run over him. He'll get tackled. I feel, you know, Adokar in broken play is going to be next level.
And then
you've
got Pappenhausen on the inside feeding off him.
Pappenhausen's gone to the school of Billy Slater. That's all I can simply put. You know, we talk about players that change positions over the course of the years. Billy Slater has changed the attacking style of the fullback. I wouldn't say defensive style because I don't want to see players leading him with the knees. But in terms of attacking style of a fullback, Billy Slater has changed the game, and you can see it down into junior league levels now, where a lot of junior league coaches are coaching their fullbacks to be like Billy Slater.
Another one. What's going to stop Melbourne?
Just the nitty and gritty of not being there for the Penrith boys. Penrith boys are young, hungry, home of the brave for five of them or six of them. So, we may as well use the Mount Druitt home of the brave thing, mate, because we are currently podcasting in Mount Druitt. So, why not?
Nerves. For me, I'm looking at this game. You look at the past grand finals and you're like, oh, I don't want that team to win. I'm going for this team. But for me, if Panthers win, they deserve it. You know, Western Sydney will be pumping, for days, for weeks on end, probably even months, because once that bubble was broken, and then it'll be good. The title come back here to Penrith, where we're from. But if it's Smith's last game and he goes out the winner, then so be it. So I'm happy for either side. I just hope that the players decide who wins it at the end of the day. Not the referees.
Panthers had an open training session on yesterday, I believe. 1,500 people rocked up.
Jerome Luai gave his boots to
Jerome Lua gave young everything people. Except for his undies away.
Yeah, to his young fellas. And we actually put the picture up, and the mother of the two kids said it was her sons, and they made everything come
Nathan
through.
Cleary gave away things as well. So look,
guess how many turned up for the Storm? Five. On the opening day. Because everyone's at work and it's COVID.
It's not just that. They're not in Melbourne.
Exactly.
They're up at Queensland. There are a few Queensland
flying under the friends. Radar. They're loving it. Clive Churchill, who's your special for both sides? So if Panthers win, who gets Clive Churchill?
No, don't worry about who wins. We've seen it. Jack White and Bradley Clyde have both won, and they've both been Canberra. So actually, hold up. It's not a Canberra side. See, Canberra players have a knack of getting the...
Smiths have never won Clive Churchill.
I'm tipping Billy Slater.
So if Melbourne win, you're giving it to Smith? Or are they going to give it to Smith? Or does he have to play good?
He's got to play good.
I'm thinking Pappenhausen for Melbourne.
Munster. I'm going Munster. That's my special. Or Jerome Hughes, if he plays like he did last week.
And then Penrith, there's only one player that can get him going, and that's Appy.
Or Cleary. Yeah.
Look, it'll come down.
Everything's based off Appy. Like, if Cleary's playing a good game, Appy has to be playing.
Yeah, but if Appy's playing great and the centre scores three tries, there you go. They're going to go with someone.
Who's going to be the centre, but that's the big question.
Mind games leading up to hour before kickoff.
Is Faro back?
They only go left.
He's in 19 or 20?
Yeah, they only go left.
Mm. Yeah. So
kick out onto Critter, onto Source. Look, it's interesting. That's for sure. I'm tipping Penrith
1-12.
Extra time.
Got the point.
Like I said, I don't care who wins. I feel that
if there's any betting people out there listening, who would you throw the money on?
Melbourne have been there, done it. Like I said in 2018, that how can the Roosters win with Kronk, one arm, and the way that Melbourne were. But then you got Robbo, and then the heart says Penrith, but the head says Melbourne, because they've been there, done it. Smith most likely going to retire, and he want to go out a winner. So, yeah, it'll be close. It should be close, but then again, if Penrith turn up and drop ball like they did in the last two games, because South Sydney didn't really make them pay. Roosters made them pay to a certain degree, but they scored enough points before that. Anyways, but Melbourne, Raiders found out last week you dropped ball, and they'll score three tries on you in 5 minutes.
Yeah, I'm going to go Melbourne on the 13+. I think it's a hard one to say because, obviously, I've lived in Penrith all my life. So, but 13+ to Melbourne, Ollam first try scorer. Put your money on.
Every grand final in the last 15 years except one, the left winger or the left centre scored. And what stuffed up was last year because... the hooker scored, wasn't it, Hodgson? Yeah, no, Verrill scored. That was the stuff it up. Always been the left centre of the left wing in the last 20 years. So
well, that's my first try score.
There you go. Olive's on the left, mate. Or it's Critter. Or it's Critter and Mansell on the other side. So we'll see what happens. But yeah. Kickout's massive in for them. He offers something different in.
Huge
for them. Something different to what Kate Wall does, sort of thing. You know, Kate Wall's hands let him down last week, but he'll be better off the bench because
I hope he gets picked for Queensland, Kate Wall.
Should do. This all depends on his knee as well.
Just making it so easy for us New South Wales players.
Why? Just picking all the shit cards. Yeah. 2003 all over again?
I reckon
again.
They should bring Dave Taylor back. Sam Thido.
Oh, all right, well, that's the end. So we've got I've got a few things here. We've got to say thank you to all our sponsors for the continued support in the season two of our podcast
so
journey.
That's HQ Services, Electrical and Air Conditioning, P&S Dumpers, Victor Sports and Sonali Sports. Victor and Sonali jumped on throughout the pandemic, got involved. Also, we'll thank the listeners, I guess, and the supporters on the social media side of it. At the end of last year, we were at 7,000. This year, we're finishing at 14,000. So
almost 15, yeah.
Yeah, so we've doubled there. Look, it's been a very trying year, and we've tried to keep as much podcasting as we could throughout the COVID break. Across the social media side of it, we tried to keep all you guys up to date with stuff that was happening in junior league land, and I believe we were on the forefront to a lot of breaking news, which came out before clubs and associations actually broke it. So, look.
Yeah, without doubt. So, obviously, shout out to our friends and family, Toddy for jumping on board, Trev for his time this year, all the listeners. But also, stay tuned. We've got the summer series to look forward to. So, hopefully, we can get some great guests on. It all depends on this whole COVID stuff. But also, November 1, Junior Rugby League competition kicks off. That'll go for a few months and some great prizes.
Yes. The Junior League battle will kick off on November 1. All the round battles will get us through to December the 2nd, and then we'll probably run Pool A, Pool B, I think, the next round up until Christmas, and we'll have the Christmas break. We'll come back in January. It's looking like it's going to finish around the end of February.
With those battles, just make sure you share it as much as you can. Make sure you get on there. Make sure your teams
looking at
the
right.
The thing that shits me
teams,
is
get your teams to the
thing
post
that shits,
it.
Yeah, the thing that shits me the most is you got the two emojis and they do the emoji that you can't vote on.
Yeah, make sure you're getting the right emoji. Look, summer series. We're in talks with a few people, but that also will depend on the new arrival in terms of what we can get out over the off season. A massive shout out to our partners who allow us to do what we do each and every week, both Wednesdays and Saturdays, I guess, hey Dale. Cooking dinner, looking after the kids while we podcasting or stuff arsing around on the radio, playing music, talking shit, just my personal experience. Em's loving it now because I'm not talking as much footy as I used to without having a platform to do it on. Now I've got two platforms, podcast on a Wednesday and the radio on a Saturday, and it means that I don't have to chew her ear off or bite her ear and say, oh, look, this is what's happening. I've got another area now to release all that. So now when I'm at home with her, I'm at home talking to her about other things other than football. And the only time that we really talk about football is when Em's asking me questions about it. So, look, it's going great. We are looking at moving on to bigger and better things again next year. You always got to evolve, but you got to evolve at the right time. And I guess that's, making sure that you've got enough coin in the bank to do what you got to do. So just on that little sneaky plug, our merchandise is still there. We're going to start taking a bit of interest into the next level and start purchasing a few things, though. Anything else we've got to add, mate? You want to have a quick shout-out to your lovely missus?
Yeah, just for all the other reasons, what you said, you've already taken off me. But just to sort of end this, the final podcast on a Wednesday, the 2020 season will never be forgotten. And whoever wins the premiership absolutely deserves it due to the pandemic, all the challenges that come in between, also the bubble. So from myself and the final whistle, good luck to both teams on Sunday. Lay it all on the line. And as Owen Craig, you would say... bring that, what does he say? Bring that energy, baby.
Yeah, use the energy, baby. look, yeah, it's been one hell of a year.
Chase that energy, baby. Yeah, that's what it is.
You want to chase it? I mean, you can go chase it all you bloody like. I've got enough energy with me sitting right here in what was our old studio, now going to be a baby room. So that's enough energy for me, mate. I'll just be busy chasing that energy, chasing the kid around. Yeah, Toddy, mate. Thanks.
Yeah, thanks, boys, for having me this year. I you know my interest with Junior Rugby League, and the more we can help Junior Rugby League, the better. We got some big plans coming up next year, some exciting stuff, some great merchandise. It looks great, so I'm sure that'll fly out the door.
Hopefully so, I'm hoping.
Also... I don't want to thank my missus because I work hard so I can play hard. So this is my play time. So I just thought I'd put that out there. If you boys too are sucking up to yours, I don't know what you want from tonight. I don't know.
Mate, but he's already made it.
I can't suck up anymore, mate. I've done enough of that, bud.
They don't even listen anyway. I
can't wait for the weekend. I can't wait for Origin coming up. And then I can't wait for the summer series, the Super Sevens that we will be – joining and doing some stuff with, so it's pretty exciting times here.
Yeah, if you are listening to this and you really want to get yourself on radio and you are a volunteer at a Junior Rugby League club, hit us up on our socials. We're looking for a bit of content on our radio over the off season. Look, we'll be covering a few different sports that are going over in the summer there. However, we still want to have our rugby league base. So if you're a volunteer and you really want to get involved there, have a talk on radio, have a couple of songs, that you like, that you want to hear on a radio that you don't generally hear on a normal radio. That's what we're here for. And next year we're looking at an extra podcast that was just based on Junior League, normal podcast on a Wednesday. And there may be a bit of live streaming. We've still got to go through all the technical stuff with New South Wales Rugby League and all the other appropriate parties. However, that's what's coming around. You guys keep good to yourself. Have a lovely grand final weekend. And, if you don't hear from us in terms of podcast land until later on in the year or after Christmas, have a good one. We'll try to get out there and podcast, but, things may change. However, enjoy yourself and go the Penny Panthers.
And that's the final whistle.